Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
Hello. Today for late lunch, you're joined by Gaynor and my able assistant, Kevin.
What?
Unfortunately, I can't cook today, so Kevin's cooking. Aren't you, Kevin?
Yes, I am, Gaynor. This is a bad idea. What are we making, Gaynor?
You are making a frittata, Kevin.
What on earth is that?
It is like a posh omelette.
A posh omelette.
Okay. So for the ingredients, you have on your working station diced bacon.
Yes.
Diced onion, which you diced.
I did.
Sliced mushroom, sliced tomato, sliced pepper, grated cheese, and whipped up egg, which you whipped.
I'm doing all right. Yeah.
In your frying pan, you have some butter. Would you like to stir that butter?
I'm going
to
stir that butter now.
You have to get it off the spoon. That's it. That's a good plan.
Don't start. You're going to be nice to me, Gaynor.
I'm being nice to you.
Yeah. I don't know why I submitted to this.
Because you know I'm poorly and I can't
do it. Well, you're going to be insufferable, aren't you? If I make one mistake, dear listeners, I know I'm going to be in big trouble.
You won't make one mistake because I make this cooking so easy.
Sorry. Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah. So, right, now that the butter is melted...
Yes.
I want you to put the onion in that,
the
please.
Onion?
The onion. The dice. Yeah, just pick it up with your hands and just
put it...
it. Yeah.
I'll avoid the mushroom bits.
And then we're going to have a sizzle.
So, I'll just get the rest of the onion... that I so professionally chopped up. Right, that's going in.
Right, now give that a good stir around.
Stir it. It's not sizzling.
Well, then what we do if it's not sizzling is turn up the heat.
Okay. Is that all right?
That's
on top?
Yeah.
Well, let me know when you want me to turn it down.
Right, now, whilst that's now nicely covered in the butter, add your bacon.
Add the bacon. So onions first.
Then the bacon.
Just... into the butter and then all the bacon. And how much are we adding?
There's about two rashers. Actually, our other able assistant Lee, how much bacon did you just chop?
The exact amount you just said.
Two rashers.
Lee, can you just introduce yourself, because you've not been mentioned before on this show. I don't know what's going on. It's supposed to be my show, this, but what?
I'm Lee. I am Gaynor's son, slash minion, slash slave, depending on which day you ask it.
Right. Well, you're very welcome to late lunch, Lee.
Only if I get to eat it after. That would be
preferred. Well, I'm willing to share
it. Oh, wait, you're cooking, aren't you? So maybe not.
So have a little rethink there.
Let's just have faith.
Yeah.
This is a good recipe, and anybody could cook it, even you, Kevin.
Even me. Now, even watch you. It. I didn't come here to be insulted.
Right, you see that bit there that looks a bit...
Yeah.
Turn it over. That's
Turn it
so
over.
Make sure all the bacon is turned over so it's all cooking evenly.
Right, before we go any further, you got to what? How do you know it's cooked? It just goes pinky?
It goes pinky. It
pinky.
Stops being translucent.
That's a good word.
Yes, I used it.
What does that mean?
It means... like...
partially see-through.
Partially see-through. Thank you, Lee. Right. Can you please add your diced pepper to that mix?
Certainly. Would you like me to turn the heat down?
No, that's fine. It's fine. It's doing lovely.
Diced pepper.
Just put all of that in.
Chuck it in. How much is there?
There's about a quarter of a pepper, but I've mixed it with red and yellow.
I'm really good at this. Have you noticed?
I'm reserving comments.
This is like a little like Fanny Craddock and Johnny now, isn't it?
Sorry, before my time, Gaynor.
Right, well, I know about Fanny Craddock and Johnny.
Fanny Craddock?
Yeah.
Blimey. You know who she is, don't you, Lee?
I'm just going to nod and hope for best.
No, Fanny Craddock was one of the first women television chefs.
Were they the very first?
I don't think they were the very first. I think there was a man before that, but
was
definitely the first woman.
And can you remember any others from the past? Well, there was, what was that one... was he called Graham?
Graham Kerr, the Galloping Gourmet.
Galloping
also
Gourmet.
Also known as Raging Alcoholic.
Yeah.
Which is quite easy when you're slurping wine when you're cooking.
Yeah. Oh, we'll have to do that, won't we?
Slurp wine?
Yeah.
Might be a plan.
Yeah.
Right, that's coming on nicely, Kevin.
So is it really, Gaynor?
Please put the mushrooms in.
Okay.
I am loving this power.
I know. I like the way you're saying please.
Down now.
Steady.
Now, you know there's no whip, because if I could use my hands, I'd be cooking.
Yeah.
But I can't use my hands today, so...
Do you want to tell us why you can't use your
hands? I can't use my hands today because I have osteoarthritis in my thumbs.
Oh, ouch.
And the hospital kindly put some steroid injections in the in my wrists, and I'm not allowed to use my hands for 2 days.
Wow.
Which is a bit difficult.
That's a bit of a handicap, isn't it?
It is a little bit, yeah. Handicap, yeah. Very funny.
Yeah, thanks.
Just have to apologise to the listeners now, don't they?
Yeah, you're getting into this, aren't you? I'm never going to get my show back now.
It's
what
okay.
Were you two?
This is a one-off takeover bid.
Are you sure now?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay.
Right, now this is where the tricky bit comes in.
No.
Yes.
Tricky?
Means two hands, multitasking man thing.
Oh, okay.
Beat an egg in jug.
Yeah.
Add this to the pan. I'm going to turn the heat down to 4 now.
So add that
to the pan.
I can do that.
Yeah. And stir.
Oh my goodness me. Thanks for hanging on to the pan for me. Because this would be a problem, wouldn't it?
Can you smell that, though? That smell?
I can't.
Oh, no, you've got a cold.
That's cruel. You're just drawing attention to the fact that I can't smell it, aren't you?
Yes. Does that mean you've lost your taste buds as well?
No.
Right.
Is that why you agreed to
it? Give that a really sharp stir, because it's beginning to...
Oh, right.
So that we can get all the raw egg onto the bottom of the pan.
Ah, right.
And spread it evenly on the pan.
Spread it about.
Yeah.
Right.
That's it. Just bring it in to the middle and then spread it round. Bring it into the middle again.
All right.
Right.
So fold it in.
Sort of just... Ish. Yes. Is right. That, now, that... all the raw stuff now that's on the top.
Yes.
Now spread it so that it looks flat like an omelette. Right the way round the whole...
Splat it down a bit.
Yes. Splat it down a bit. That's a good word. Splat it down.
Splat it down with a spoon.
Yep.
That dear is, listener.
That is cool.
That looks really colourful, doesn't it, Lee? I bet you want to eat this, don't you? This meal I've made for me.
The meal that you can't taste. Yes.
I can taste it.
Right.
Right. How's that?
Now I want you to get a handful of cheese, the grated cheese.
Just one.
Yep. And sprinkle it liberally across the top.
Liberally.
Liberally.
It doesn't mean one for you, one for me.
I think you might need a bit more because you need to cover it, really.
Ah, okay. So enough to cover the whole surface.
To cover the whole surface.
Right, I'll keep going then.
So while that's
that
doing,
enough?
A little bit more on the bacon there.
Okay.
Just going to lift.
I missed a bit, didn't I?
Lift the edge of the omelette up to make sure that it's cooking underneath.
Let me do that, Elena.
I was trying to be.
Look, will you stop interfering? I'm cooking here.
Okie dokie. Yeah, that's coming on nice. Right, now what I want you to do now.
Yes.
Is take a nice slice of tomato and put it right in the middle.
A nice slice?
Yeah, from the tomato that you.
Just
you slice. Just one slice in the middle.
Just one perfectly round
tomato. Lovely.
How's that? What do you think, Lee? Is that about in the middle?
That's looking really good. Right. I've got the grill on hot now.
Right.
So the next step is to lift that off the hob.
So take the pan off the hob.
Slide the whole thing, but not the plastic handle, under the grill.
Like that.
Like that.
Just like that.
Just like that. And what's going to happen is the top of the egg is going to cook, and that's going to rise. It's going to rise up.
Yes.
And it's going to look all puffy. A bit souffle-ish.
Souffle-ish sounds better.
Yes. Puffy sounds good.
Puffy?
Puffy.
Puffy
frittata.
Oh, we do.
Out of the spoon.
Sounds like an illness, doesn't it?
What you need to know about this actual show is there's a lot of bunging things in.
Yeah.
There's very little proper measurements.
Yeah, it's all handfuls,
it's
isn't
just
it?
Handfuls, bung it in, slop it about,
splat it.
Any descriptive word that we can think of to describe what we're doing, we try to use.
The definition of descriptive, yes.
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 Yeah.
Right, now the cheese is melting. Kevin, you have to keep an eye on this.
Oh, sorry.
So
I was listening to you.
Right, we'll all duck down together, shall we?
Yeah.
Right. So do you see it's nicely melting?
Oh, it's beautiful.
And it's bubbling, so just... Put it back under, but just twist it a little bit.
Twist it like that?
Yeah. Like that.
Okay.
So that it's more under now. There's a good sizzle coming on.
Oh, yeah. I can see it sizzling, bubbling.
It is bubbling.
It's
nicely.
Talking to me, Gaynor. It's saying, I want to be eaten. and I don't want anybody else to eat it.
That's the only reason I'm here.
Well, I thought you were there just to hold the microphone so that Gaynor could perform.
No, I don't know that I'm performing. I think you're performing. And you're doing it very well, I must admit.
Thank you.
I know, she's in the ready, steady, cook, hit movement, isn't she?
It's with the ready, steady, cook, hit movement.
You know, when they did the thing with the kit. That is coming along. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Right, so what I want you to do now is, on the table, there's a plate.
A plate?
A plate. Get a plate. It's not on the table, is it?
No.
It's in that cupboard. I'm now directing Kevin to that's the right cupboard, yes, down, yes, yes, no, other side, that's it, plate. And Kevin has now found the plate cupboard, so now there's no excuse for helping me next time. Put it on that one, because that one's not...
on there.
Yes, on the
Gaynor,
hob.
Gaynor's doing a lot of pointing. There.
Right, let's have a look how this is doing.
Do you reckon that's good enough?
I think that is just about good enough. So what we've got to do now is take it out from under the grill, put it on there.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, I can't do that.
Okay.
So, and just slide it onto the plate.
Ooh. So do I need to sort of loosen it first?
Yeah, loosen it first and then slide it onto the plate.
Hey, look at this. This is where it's all going to go wrong, Lee.
I have every faith.
So...
It's got to go right because I've got to take a photograph of it.
I think you should do that before he takes it out of the pan.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a really good idea, because the way this is going, it's all going to collapse.
It's not going to collapse.
Are you sure about that?
I'm sure.
Come on, slide off then.
Oh, I so want to grab hold of it and
do it.
Really hard. Yeah.
Right.
Put that
right.
underneath. And
that's
just
a really
lift
good
it.
Idea.
I know.
That is the biggest spatula I've ever seen.
Yay!
You! And it's just about
on
perfect.
The it is perfect.
Absolutely immaculately presented.
You might have to splat it down.
Don't spoil it.
We can help with the presentation by just doing that. Look, yes. See?
Just cover the other bits with cheese.
No, that looks perfect.
Fantastic.
Lee, don't spoil it.
So what I'm going to do now is get you a fork so you can taste it.
Oh, right. Yeah, hard luck, Lee. You've got your hands full with a microphone, haven't you?
Yeah, I see how you
plan
this out.
You just have to watch me, won't you?
One fork.
I'm going in now. Oh, do you want to try some, Gaynor?
I will actually. I'll just because I don't normally do the tasting, do I? So
good.
Yeah.
Lee, this is a point when you have to sing.
Why?
We're busy.
Yeah, could you just cover it for a while? About 5 minutes should be enough. Could you just sort of add a little bit?
Describe your facial expressions whilst eating your very, very cheesy, omelette-y thing, yes.
It's a frittata.
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 That's what I said. Did you?
Okay. Well, this is your big chance, though, Lee. I mean, you've got the whole of Vectis Radio at your mercy now. Whatever you say will be going out
live. To be honest,
live.
I'd rather eat that omelette. Frittata.
Frittata. I just have to say, well done, Kevin. That was brilliant.
Thank you.
I'm very impressed.
Well done, Gaynor, too, for taking over my show. Brilliant. And thanks, Lee.
No, it's all right.
Yeah, yeah. What a team.
It's been fun.
It has.
We'll have to twist about again sometime.
It's time to say goodbye. So, shall we say goodbye?
Goodbye.
Shall we say it again?
Goodbye.
Lee, you haven't said goodbye yet.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Lee.